There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year. Go to LifeLock.com/aware.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this August 1st, Tuesday, 2023. And tonight, running with us for a while, the man on the board, other than Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And way out yonder in Missouri, none other than that very well, highly regarded preacher of the gospel, Pastor Joe Larson.
Good evening. Welcome. I'm glad to be with you again. We've got a lot to do tonight. Boy, there's more to handle than the two of us that they can do.
All righty. Let's get started with it, because we do have a whole lot to get through tonight. We really got to go fast. And the title of the message was, again, Because You Have Made a Covenant. The Left's Covenant with Death, huh?
Right.
And so,
the final end.
Right. Now, we started that out of Isaiah chapter 28. I'm going to go back very quickly and just read a verse or two. In Isaiah chapter 28, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death and hell, and we are at agreement with the overflowing scourge shall pass through. It shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehoods have we hid ourselves. That's exactly what the Democratic Communist Party has done. They have covenant with death. Whether it's abortion, whether it's euthanasia, whether it's by COVID shots, whatever kind of death they can covenant with, they have covenant with. And here now is the lying. We're watching what happened today. With his Jack Smith from the DOJ. He has got a reputation as being one of the most crooked prosecutors ever.
Every case he has prosecuted has been overturned.
Well, not everyone, but most everyone.
I can't think of another prosecutor I've ever heard of that keeps getting pushed out there when every case he prosecutes gets overturned by a higher court.
The DOJ has become so corrupted. You kind of get a picture in your mind of a rat's nest, just filled. I mean, it's just horrible the way all of these people here. When you're watching there, all the top line of the DOJ is totally corrupt. It's like they went out, they ran ads, said we want the most corrupt lawyers we can find in the country. Come to the DOJ. That's exactly what they have there. I mean, we have Levin and his program. He listed those, and you were watching, and I was watching it. And it just shows the corruption, just like those 51 that lied, that came out and lied, purposely lied, because they were told a lie and there was some money to be made by lying. I mean, just it's corrupt as corrupt can get. But these are the days we're living in. Now, here, I want to pick it up over in Jeremiah tonight, chapter 2, starting with verse 31. But before we go there, I want to jump over to verse 20 first. Go back to verse 20. It says, "For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress upon thee, upon every high hill and upon every green tree. Thou wanderest playing the harlot." Okay, so here, and this is actually Jeremiah's first sermon. It's his very first sermon. And what he's doing here, Joe, Israel had been wasted at this time by the Assyrians and the Egyptians. And now they were going after Judah. And here, Jeremiah is warning them. God is making it very clear that he's going to be bringing his wrath down upon these people. And pick it up and read verse 31 through 37, and you'll see the reason why.
"O generation, see ye the word of the Lord? Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more to thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall be turned from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, though thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head, for the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them."
Well, we go back here and verse 31, "O generation, you see the word of the Lord have been a wilderness unto Israel." In other words, God said, look, have not, you know, I told you my word, has it not been a blessing to you? Has my word not guided you? But now he goes and he says down to, I want to jump down to verse 33. "Why trimmest thou thy way to seek thy love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways." Well, here God is comparing Israel to a whorish woman, to a whorish woman. Now remember, Israel is referred to as the wife of God throughout the scripture. So now he's comparing her to a whorish woman. And he says this, "Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these." In other words, he didn't have to look upon their hearts. Their very actions and their very words condemned them, didn't it?
Right. He didn't have to go searching very deep. It was very self-evident, right? We call it self-evident.
Right. And so here now,
today it's self-evident what's going on out there.
Yeah. Well, he says this, "Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou say, I have not sinned." But you know why they're saying it was innocent? They're saying to him, look, what we did was legal. It was legal. It was approved. You know, we were allowed to do this. Does that sound familiar to you today in America with abortion, with sodomy, with pedophilia?
Yeah, with the state made it legal so we can do it, when God says, thou shall not, must not, cannot, will not. Well, the state, the government said it's okay. It's a good thing.
So they're saying, well, you know, it's a why, you know, you can't blame us, you know. Again, he goes on to say, why get us?
Saying, now look at some of the leaders they had led them astray, and they're saying, look, the king says it's all right. King's doing it.
Right, absolutely. And so here again, as we take a look at this, like, in the skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. How does that describe the women in the Democratic Party in America today? How does that describe Hillary Clinton?
Abortions. Let's be proud of our abortions. That's the one example.
Whoopi Goldberg bragging how many she's had. These are wicked, unclean women. Very, very unclean women. Okay? And so, in fact, we talked about that yesterday, how so many of them today, we're hearing about their wickedness. Now, we know Hillary Clinton is a witch because, you know, that's come out. I mean, she was right on C-SPAN, you know, talking about her witchcraft, okay? But here, others, you're getting a lot of people. If you talk to people in Michigan, they'll tell you that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is a witch, or Donna Nessel. Who's the prosecutor there. These are very wicked women. Today, the Democratic Party has made a covenant with death, a covenant with death, that we saw what happened with that, the governor, the woman governor of New Mexico, how she has literally put up a hotline, a taxpayer's hotline, and we're talking about the Governor Michelle Gershom with the Satanic Temple Abortion Center, where they taken. They use the bodies of the babies. They offer them up to Satan as a sacrifice. And this wicked, wicked woman, the governor, she's a wicked, wicked woman there in New Mexico. And so people will, if people elect these wicked women, do they deserve that kind of stuff?
Yeah, if we go out and use these people, vote for, support, donate money, you know, present, they... what is it? If you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind.
Yeah, yep.
They're getting what they deserve.
Well, here today, when we take a look at this, when they say, well, you know, we don't have to. Well, what did they say there? Let me go back to verse 31. O generation, you see the word of the Lord have been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness, wherefore they say, my people, we are lords, we will come no more to thee. In other words, they're saying, we have dominion now. We have dominion, not you, God. Is that what Yuval Harari, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, are that what they saying to God today? We don't need you. We're gods.
We're gods. We don't need you, or we don't even believe in you. I don't know which, but that's what they're saying. That's what the people... A little later, I've got a new survey out where kind of backs that up. People no longer believe, especially in hell or the devil. They don't believe in God. The belief is going down rapidly.
Yeah, but they're going to. Notice,
I've read a little further in Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah chapter 3, he's pronouncing God's judgment, the message of the judgment. But he's also keeps hoping for and longing for his people's repentance. And if they can repent, he's looking toward the restoration that they might have. And it reminded me kind of just like what you and I do every night. We hope, we keep hoping that, look, we think right now God is bringing judgment on us, on this nation. But we keep hoping that the people out there will repent, change, and... there'll be some restoration in this country. I guess it makes me really understand just how Jeremiah must have felt, because I sure feel the same way, and I know you do too.
Yeah. Again, when we take a look at this, he says there in Jeremiah 3, verse 2, where he talks about, lift up thine eyes unto the high places and see where thou hast been lean, and thy ways thou hast set for them as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Boy, I'm going to tell you, Then he goes on to say, therefore the showers have been withholden, and there has been no later rain. And thou hast a whore's forehead. Thou refusest to be ashamed. In other words, he keeps referring to the nation there as a whorish woman. Today they've been taking these polls out. They were talking about how they were polling high school seniors, and they found out that the males, the high school senior boys, were becoming more and more conservative, but the girls are becoming more whorish.
Or more liberal.
Yeah, well, today you're talking about, this is where all of that, what they call, I'm trying to think of, open marriages and that, but still the number one gift, graduation gift, that these high school senior girls were getting for graduation was breast enlargements up until about a year ago, okay? Now, you know, they're getting breast enlargements, one thing, and that's what they...
Now the big switch is now they're getting them removed.
Yeah, well, that's...
They went from enlargements to now we're going to chest bind and have our breasts cut off. And,
well, thankfully, at least
the switch.
Yeah, the majority of them aren't having them cut off yet, but who knows? Well. Anyhow, let's jump back to Isaiah 28. And we're going to pick it up there in verse 18.
All right.
Okay, and go ahead and read 18 through 20.
And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over. By day and by night it shall be a vexation only to understand the report.
Well, and then verse 20 says, The bed
is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower that he can wrap himself in it.
Okay, so he's making a point in that verse there. If you've ever had to sleep on a short bed where your feet hang over the end, and you've had to, and you couldn't have get a blanket to cover all of you, just so you were very, very uncomfortable. He's telling them things are going to become really uncomfortable for him, for them there. And then he says in the next verse, Joe, for the Lord shall rise up in a moment, perazim, and he shall be a wrath, as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Well, that word strange actually means supernatural. If you'll turn over to 2 Samuel chapter 5 and go to 2 Samuel chapter 5.
All right. And we'll start, what, 19?
Read me verse 19 through 25, yeah.
Okay. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me, as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of the place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but set a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gezer.
Okay, so here... The Lord, now this may sound like a strange thing to us, okay? God's ways are higher than man's ways. And and you're wondering what is going on here. Well, the Lord had told him to go up there and wait. And he's going to hear something. And what they're going to hear...
An ambush, right?
No, he's telling them to go there and wait. And they're going to hear something in the tops of the mulberry trees. This is going to be supernatural. He's going to make a sound on the tops of these high trees. There's going to be a sound like the sound of armor, clanking armor, and men marching. And when that happens, then God himself is going to move, and he's going to strike a number of them down. And then David, he follows up, and he smokes the rest of the Philippines, all the way from Geba until they come into Gezer, okay? So now you say, why would he do that? I mean, why would he do such a thing and make the noise in the top of the trees? You know, this is a supernatural. Well, you and I deal with things, you know, in the perimeter we can deal with them. Like right now we're dealing with this passage of Scripture. But every single individual there, God was dealing with on both sides. In other words, everybody that were there that day, God has dealt some way in their lives. You know, now you say it's so hard to fathom. How could, you know, with all the people in this world, how could he do that? Well, God's power is unlimited. So when he sent them there, when he told David to do this, it may seem strange to us, but remember, God was dealing with every single individual on an individual basis that day. And, well, it was time for some of those to leave this world, wasn't it?
Yeah. And by doing it his way, he also, if you follow me, do as I tell you, you will be what? Successful. Again, trust in God. And all through the Old Testament, we see when they did trust in God, they were victorious. When they trusted in God, their crops, you know, were plentiful. Their animals multiplied. It was one of those things. And when they didn't, they failed. They were, you know. So it was also a way to show David to show obedience. And when he was obedient, he led a victorious army.
All righty, so let's
That's
go over to...
the first thing I see is a commander, if God says do it this way, and you, okay, well, God, then we're going to win if I do it your way.
Right, let's go over to Joshua chapter 10 now. And Joshua, we may have to...
10.
Yep, we may have to come back to this. But let's go to Joshua chapter 10 and read verses, starting with verse 8 through 14.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. And Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon, and smote them to Azekiah, and Machaida. And it came to pass as they fled before Israel and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down a great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died, and they were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, In the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hast not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
All right, We'll have to leave it off right there and pick it up here tomorrow, because this is a very, very interesting passage of Scripture right here.
Well, it also had something to do with our world.
Yep.
There was a scientist, right, who they were trying to figure out how to do a shot to the moon.
Yep.
They were having trouble, and they found out one of the things they had to take in consideration, there was a day the sun stood still.
Yep, and we'll be right back.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way out. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. Awaken, we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No, we're not gonna take it anymore. And boy, we have a lot to get to tonight. Well, obviously, Joe, you know what happened today. A federal grand jury, right? A corrupt, I mean, look, in Washington, D.C.
You should clarify, a District of Columbia grand jury.
Right.
Democrats.
An extremely, all completely corrupt Democrats. I mean, in Washington, D.C., less than 5% of the people there are Republicans. The rest are all communist. And there's only, the only court in D.C. area that cannot be considered totally corrupt, and I mean bought and paid for, it's got nothing with the Constitution would be at this point the Supreme Court. And boy, they want to change that too. They want to corrupt that as much as they've corrupted the others. But anyhow,
so you said this word Constitution, and I've got to tell the folks what you're listening to in the news is the biggest dog and pony show of all times, the biggest farce, the biggest lie you've ever encountered, and there's a simple reason why. You won't hear this in the news. It hasn't been anywhere in the news today that I'm, well, I found a couple of people that it wasn't published in the news. If you look at the, you look through this indictment, and in the indictment, the timing revolves totally around the time that Trump was still in office as president. Okay? Very important. Everything in the indictment that they're charging him, he was president. Now, according to the Constitution, you cannot bring charges against a sitting president. The only remedy in the Constitution is impeachment, and they already tried to impeach him twice and failed, and once was over how he handled, what, January 6th, which is pretty much the same thing they're doing. So what they're doing is totally unconstitutional, and this will be dropped immediately when taken to an appellate court or a higher court. You've got to get out of the D.C. district. Once it gets out of there, it'll be dropped because the only thing they could do is impeach him, and they didn't do that. They failed at that. So what's happened? They are trying to cause harm to him, do damage in the election. Hopefully, maybe they could even there's a story out there about will Jack Smith seek a pre-trial detention for Donald Trump? Will they try and put him in jail for a while? Should he be denied bail like the other January 6th defendants, you know? So all this is a big dog and pony show, and it's designed to keep you from having faith in Trump, thinking, oh, he's going to be in jail. How can we elect him president? He's going to be guilty in jail. He'll be, you know, none of these charges will stick, but the whole idea is to keep him from running. This is 150% politically motivated garbage.
Let's take a look at these charges, Joe. Count one, conspiracy to defraud the United States. This is exactly what the very, very corrupt Merrick Garland, who is running a protection racket. This is exactly what Merrick Garland and his protection racket and Jack Smith are doing. They're
guilty of this charge.
Exactly. Count two, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. That's exactly what they are doing.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Count three, obstruction of the attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. That's exactly what they were doing here. You know, the entire, listen, anybody and everybody that denies the election fraud in that election of 2020 is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. And I would say, if you, starting out with Bret Baier is an extremely anti-Trump,
right,
and attacker on Trump, pretending to be, you know, fair and balanced. He's about as fair and balanced as Joe Biden. And so, but these people have done nothing but lie, and they've done exactly what they're accusing Trump of. That's exactly what Karl Marx said, always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. And then look at count four, conspiracy against rights. Does Donald Trump, did he have the right to say, look, there was election fraud, the election was stolen? Did he have the right to say that?
Yes, he did. Look, every election has been contested. Remember the dimples, wimples, hanging chads and all that stuff? You know, I mean, elections have been contested. People have said things. This is
in my lifetime,
part of the process, folks.
In my lifetime, the Democrats have challenged every single election where a Republican won. Remember Ronald Reagan? Even
well,
Daddy Bush?
A long time, yeah. Haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
We both have.
Yeah, we have. So, Going all the way back to Eisenhower.
Yes, I remember Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, but I mean going all the way back to Eisenhower, every single one. But then again, with that and the fake, the very, very fake. By the way, I got to say, I listened to a little bit of CNN today, and it just, it's amazing. Look, Revelation 21, verse 8 says, all liars will have their place in a lake of fire. And CNN, he tells you in the Bible, and over there in Hosea chapter 4, he tells you, those that go into whoring, the reason they've gone to whoring and lying is because they're whores. So you people at CNN, listen, God has said, you know, you have become media whores. God has said you've gone to whoring, and, well, then he says you become whores. You become media whores over there at CNN. I couldn't believe lying, selling themselves, whatever the narrative is, they sit there and they wait. Okay, what are we supposed to say? We're waiting for the word from George Soros or whatever, and we'll whatever that lie is, we'll go with that lie. It's unbelievable.
Well, Proverbs 29:12, if a ruler hearkens to lies, which would be Joe Biden, all his servants are wicked.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Does that cover it? And then Jeremiah 9:3. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. There's quite a few places in Scripture that really come after the Democratic Party, Biden and his ilk.
Well, go ahead, again.
And let me add one more. How about Jeremiah 9:5? And they will deceive everyone his neighbor, and will not speak the truth, for they have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity.
Well, exactly. And again, what they did, they stole that election. You know, the corruption was shore to shore. And I'm ashamed of some of these Republican senators that didn't have the courage to stand when they should have. Tom Cotton was one. He could have stood, okay, with Josh Hawley from Missouri there. Josh Hawley stood before Mike Pence, and his hands was filled with documentation. You had a number of representatives from the different states there on that day, on January 6th, holding the documentations, and it was Mike Pence's job. It was his duty, and it was just like it was President Trump's duty, when he knew what had taken place. It was his duty as Commander-in-Chief to expose that, okay? Because it was my vote, Joe, and your vote that they stole. And so here now, there's something called misprision of treason. It's a law, misprision of treason. Do you know what that law is, Joe?
No, I'm not recalling it right now.
Joe, if you and I, if we are privy to a conversation, let's just say we're listening to a couple of Democrats, and they're talking about committing treason, committing high treason. Now, we're hearing it. We're not engaged in it, but we hear what they have to say, and we're aware that they're going to commit treason, okay? By law, we have to report that treason. That's the law. It's been all the way from the beginning. If we don't...
If we hear there's going to be a murder or robbery or something like that,
well, now, this applies strictly to treason of the United States, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is why it's called misprision of treason, okay? And that it means specifically the treason against the United States of America, against our government, okay, by either foreign or anyone else, okay, here at home, okay? And so the law states if you're aware of that treason and you don't report it, then you become guilty as part of it.
And you mean that's, you and I have to report Joe Biden to the Department of Justice?
Well, we're reporting the Department of Injustice to the Department of Injustice because
that's all complicated.
Merrick Garland, again, is just simply, they're running a protection racket. Now, Joe, let me ask you this. Why would somebody be willing to stick their neck out? Why would Jack Smith and Merrick Garland and all of these people be willing to, Chris Ray, to stick their necks out in a situation like this? Let me ask you a question. Okay.
Because if Trump gets elected, he's going to clean house, and there are a lot of guilty people that could end up, well, one, simply without a good, well-paying job, and all the benefits they're getting on the side from all the corruption, and some of them could be facing jail time.
Okay, now you hit it. The benefits they're getting for all the corruption. Joe, do you actually think, we've been told time and time again, that Obama Biden had given away $85 billion, Joe, dollars worth of U.S. military equipment to the Taliban. Do you really think that $85 billion worth of equipment was given away, or do you think, knowing this, that there was a huge, huge, huge kickback?
Well, the word is Biden does nothing he doesn't get paid for. What was it? Bagram Air Force Base, this big base with all kinds of gear, buildings, equipment, planes. Guess what? The Taliban turned it over to the Chinese, and we call Biden China Joe. I think that kind of connects the dots. China Joe gave big, beautiful Air Force Base to China through the Taliban.
And all of those...
You got that.
And all of those different offshore bank accounts where all of a sudden all this money, millions and millions of dollars have showed up. They've only been able to find 30 million of it to this time. But they're
still working.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. So now, do you think that the Obamas and the Bidens and these people, but especially the Biden crime family, like the Clinton crime family, do you think that they don't pay for the protection, that money is not spread around to make sure things go their way?
Yep. Sounds realistic to me because, what, CYA, right?
Absolutely. Pay to play, and there you go.
Pay to play, but you also buy protection, and you get your backup and everything else along with it.
And all of these people coming in, just like, you know, all of these corrupt, and the entire Democratic Party is like, okay, everybody's doing it. Everybody wants a piece of the action. And you're a part of that, and you get your payday. The corruption's unbelievable, just unbelievable. And
well,
so,
look at the unions. The whole government system is based on this because... like the teachers' union, the government unions, okay, they support the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, in turn, gives them all kinds of wonderful benefits and things, sides with them, but then those unions donate to the Democrat candidate. It's a vicious circle of back and forth, protecting, giving, helping, supporting. It's just a vicious cycle. And the more government employees they get, the bigger the government union is, the more protection they have, the more power they have, and the more they can control the lives of the rest of us and secure their lifetime jobs in the system. So
well,
the whole deep state is a crime cartel, actually.
So all of these charges they're bringing against Trump, I mean, Trump had, they're all totally, completely false charges. Made by these people. Jack Smith is known. I mean, even amongst the shyster lawyers, he is known to even be an extreme shyster lawyer.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's bad. Among the real bad, evil, wicked people, he stands out, right?
Yeah, there's a couple that really stand out. He is one of them. The other is Wiseman, or Wise, or...
Weissman.
Yeah. And so here now, here, do you notice something? Every time there's a new whistleblower on Joe Obama Biden or Hunter Biden, then there's a new charge against Trump. It's, in other words, to keep the people's focus off that, because they, you know, all the PMS, NBC, ABC, CBS, They go with whatever they're told to do. So, in other words, they were looking at the amount of time that reports that were given to Trump and given to the Biden crime family, and you had over 5,000 reports on Trump and only 390-something on Biden. That tells you, you know, again, right there, the country is totally divided between the right and the left.
Well, just look at this. This is a story that happened dated 30th of July, New York Post. DOJ tries to jail key Hunter Biden witness Devin Archer on eve of congressional testimony. Yeah, they wanted him, they were pushing for him to have to report to prison just a few days ahead of when he was supposed to testify, according to new court documents. This New York Post. Manhattan federal prosecutors Saturday filed a letter requesting the judge set a date for Archer to start his one-year sentence in a fraud case. He's been appealing it, and they were trying to skip over that appeal. And they were trying to make it days after, you know, so that he would have to be report to prison before he could testify. But they weren't able to do it, but they still tried it. Archer's attorney, Matthew Schwartz, said his client would still testify on Capitol Hill as planned, despite the allegations the DOJ letter was an intimidation tactic.
Now, of course,
so
it was.
You know, they're still even trying to keep. They were trying to keep him from testifying.
Right again, you know, Merrick Garland.
It keeps on going, doesn't it?
Merrick Garland is the most corrupt. I mean, by you know, they're all admitting that he is the most corrupt attorney general. Again, he's running a protection racket for the Biden crime cartel. And so, here's...
I shake my head, right?
You've got, here's an article from your home state. Ready?
Ready.
Missouri Democratic Party openly calls to burn down homes of Trump supporters. And there's a picture of a house here. This fellow, he's got his pickup truck out, and he's got his house covered with Trump signs. And it said, would you do this if it was your next-door neighbor? And here he's saying that the Missouri Democratic Party openly called to burn down the homes of Trump supporters John Cooper, a Biden-Obama lackey, on Monday tweeted a photo of a home decorated with pro-Trump signs. The Missouri Democratic Party responded by calling for the home to be burned down. The roof...
That's a joke, because out here where I live, you see Trump signs everywhere. And I remember during the election, you couldn't find a Biden sign where I live. I mean, I've driven around from city to city, miles away, you know.
Well, we did. I was up there in Missouri with you. We went up to the Ozarks, if you remember. I spoke at one of the, up there in the mountains, where they had the
churches up there, yeah.
Yeah, well, this was not a church. This was kind of like some, like a farm bureau hall or something. But I remember.
Yeah. A grange hall.
Grange, yeah.
All kinds of things out here, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I spoke out there, there wasn't a car in the parking lot. It was all trucks, all pickup trucks and SUVs. And these fellows there, they were armed to the teeth.
Oh, yeah, rifle racks in every pickup truck, and everyone was carrying a sidearm.
Right.
You know.
And they had one Obama sign. It was a big billboard, and it was filled with bullet holes. It was just filled with bullet holes up there, yeah.
So
I remember
that they're going to burn down the Trump supporters' houses is kind of a funny joke, because they'd be shot. You get caught around here, start trying to burn somebody's house, it'd be half a dozen ranchers and cowboys with rifles shooting.
Well, that's what this article said here. The article today is by the Gateway Pundit. It's got a picture of this guy's house, and it says the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let insert your word, burn, okay? This is what the Democrats wrote. This is what the Democrats wrote. And so, in other words, they're saying, and again, Joe Cooper, a Biden-Obama lackey, tweeted a photo of the home and said, let it burn, okay? There you go. No big deal, just the... It says, no big deal, just the official account of the Missouri Democratic Party openly calling to burn down the homes of Trump supporters. Okay, there you go. That's from the Gateway Pundit.
Gateway Pundit. I got to look that up and send it to some of my neighbors.
Alrighty. They got a big picture of this guy's house. You got to see. It's amazing. Alrighty. Let me see. We're going to be coming to a break. Now, when we come back... maybe we can switch style. Those two clips that I gave you, can you switch those around? Do the last one first. We're going to be listening to Joe Ashley Biden's diary.
Yes, I remember that. The diary where she claimed her father would get in the shower with her when she was a little girl, right?
But she said something else. She said that was the cause, that was the reason why she had become so promiscuous.
Problematic and a problem child with sex.
Right.
Sex addicted and drug addicted.
And we had, now, so anyhow, when we come back, we're going to... We'll introduce that, and then we'll listen to that clip, because, again, we're seeing how the Biden crime cartel has weaponized the FBI against American people there, because in that there was a raid to make sure that they got all of her stuff back from the people that had possession of her diary and the things that she had left in that flop house.
Yeah, so, she left it, and it was found quite a bit later, and she hadn't come back looking for it. They had to find her.
Yeah. So we're going to take a look at that. Also, I wanted to just remind the folks out there, listen, here in Ohio, we have on a week from today, you've got to go vote, and it's yes on issue one. Listen, the way they have it worded is to confuse people. A yes vote is against abortion, okay? So a yes vote means no for abortion. A yes vote means no for human child sex trafficking. A yes vote means no for transgender mutilation, folks. A yes vote means no for taking away of the parental rights. They want to take away all of our parental rights. So you got to remember what I'm saying. They have it the way they have it worded. A yes vote is you want to vote yes. You just got to vote yes. You've got to spread the word. There's like millions and millions and millions. Joe, I think it's around $40 million of dark money has come to Ohio out there from these people. These are the same people, Joe, that are pushing this to the same people behind the sex trafficking, the ones that want to legalize pedophilia. They want more abortion. They want to remove all of limits.
And what they're doing, they've done in other states, like way back Missouri, voted to have cannabis made legal. But what happened, there was like $10 million from out of state flooding all the airways ads, buying up airtime. And there was almost no money available to fight it.
And we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A whole lot more to come. Be right back.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.